little sidewalk right in front of the store. Right there in Georgetown, it's different than Eufaula.
Yeah. Now, you always had lots of colors working for you. Or now, what about names that whites and colors would call each other? You would hear them call you. Well, I think we talked about that.
Call you a nickname?
Yeah.
Mine was... Most of my uncles on my mother's side, they called me Coot. You'd have a different name, and I got some first cousins on my mother's side. They farm on my uncle over there. They never did call nobody by the name. I can't think of the names, and you'd ask them something else. I'd go ask them, "Where's Uncle Mark?" They'd call him some old nickname. He's out yonder somewhere. You never call one another by the right name, call him some old nick, give him a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
One of my cousins, he's in Macon now, and he called me other evening and talked with me a long time. He can remember all those things and all them old nicknames, and I ain't seen him in a pretty good while, but it'd be interesting if he was sitting talking. I said, "Who's old name?" And he they never did call nobody by the name. They ain't call one another by the name. Name them. They named their own brothers and sisters a different name.
Well, a coot is the name of a duck, isn't it?
I reckon. I don't know where they got that.
A little mud duck or something like that. I don't know where they got that name for you from.
I don't know where they dug it up.
What would they call, say, people that work for your father? They'd say, call him what?
Oh, the hands. Most of them back then was colored. They'd call him Mr.
Yeah.
Okay. All I ever heard one say, he wouldn't go up and call you by your name. Well, my most now I used to have them here, they'd all know your name. They'd call you Mr. They wouldn't hardly, but nowadays they won't do it, but then they.
Okay, they like to be called what then?
Farm hands now, if he has to have one, he don't want you calling him no nigger.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna put up with that.
They
call him by his name. If it's John, they say John. If it's Harry, whatever his name is, he don't want you.
What about that names they would have for white people, for whites? Did you ever hear names that, you know, folks would have for each other? You know, like somebody from Alabama, you'd call him a what?
Well, Alabamian. Here's some of the Alabamians over here. Tell me that. They'd nickname you with that.
Okay. Were there any kind of joking names that people would have for him? Call him if they were from the Red Hills or something like that, or somebody from down around, place where there are a lot of mountains or something like that. Did you ever hear any
names? No, I've heard them talking about that hillbilly and that
redneck.
Different things like that. They'd call you wherever you're from. Sometimes they'd nickname you from that place.
Yeah. What about a person who lived way back in the country and say didn't get into town much like that, people would say they were, he's just a kind of a what kind of color names. Did you hear the word Hoosier used? Hoosier?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. Now, a peckerwood was a, did you ever hear that?
Oh, that bird? Oh, me calling somebody peckerwood?
Yeah.
Oh.
An old slang word.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, when they said that, they didn't mean any harm by it.
No, they just kind of like a...
You old peckerwood, you, that's
what... Yeah, I heard people say that.
But it would also lead people into... I mean, with words, I guess words like that used to have a lot more. I mean, they would...
No, there's a heap of people. There's a lot of people in Georgetown now call me